And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hectolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Cockwomble Conspiracy. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cockwomble. And now that is Brighton, catchy, fun-filled punk, as you just saw. A tremendous start to the show this week. I absolutely love that. Tony, what is Cockwomble's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cockwomble Band.
It is. Tony won. Paulie B and Internet nil. What a start. I'm chilly. Are you chilly?
Yeah, it's cold. It's proper cold.
It is cold, isn't it? It's just turned proper cold, hasn't it? Because I was out earlier and it was nice.
Yeah, well, we'll say I've been shivering for the past 4 days anyway, but I think it has been just generally cold. Yeah, definitely.
Right, okay.
Defo. Okay. In it.
Well, I've got... Now, if we get any more from Cockwomble, we're playing it. Cockwomble, if you are listening, we're playing more. And I'm going to say that again. Cockwomble. Now... I've got some additional material for you, Tony. If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Call if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. That's what Sussex Saints done, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent indeed. Hectolo to Sussex Saints.
Hectolo.
And he says, "Hi, Paul. A fisherman catches a shark. As soon as he pulls him up, the shark starts yelling, 'Wait, wait, wait, I'm a magic shark. I can grant you wishes if you let me go.' 'All right,' says the man, 'I want my penis to reach the floor.' So the shark eats his legs."
Nice.
Very nice. If you can do better than that, and you probably can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Right. We are cracking on this week, Tony. And I'll explain why I'm not in a rush, but you know, not... likely to spend too much time gassing on this week. But I am pleased to say that we are featuring sort of two compilations that are out this week. You'll hear about the second one shortly. First one is a new 4-CD box set out from Cherry Red, Tony.
Lovely.
We love a Cherry Red box set.
We do.
And this is called Electric Language and features the Forerunners and the first Runners and Riders in the synth pop explosion that happened over here in the very late 70s and early 80s, lots of which was quite a bit more alternative than you might think. So don't expect to hear anything like I Just Can't Get Enough or the such like from here. But you can find out more about it via the Cherry Red website, which from memory is, Tony,
cherryred.co.uk.
It's cherryred.co.uk.
Yeah.
You really are in a right fuddle this week, aren't you?
I told you.
Cherryred.co.uk, you can find out all about all the releases they have. Most of the things they bring out are reissues or are nicely put together clamshells and the such like. I like clamshells and then he's got a cockwomble. So we're going to play three tracks of it this week, not in a row. You'll understand why when I tell you about the next two songs. But first up, one of the very first ever electronic songs to come out via a British artist. And it's an artist called The Normal, which was the project of a guy called Daniel Miller, who started Mute Records, Tony.
Okay.
Mute Records were the ones that signed Depeche Mode, in fact. Oh. But he did this song that was later covered by Grace Jones. Grace Jones did a very, very different version of this. Now, there's no website for The Normal or for Daniel Miller, but there is one for Mute Records, who are still going. Tony, what is Mute Records' website?
Is that Mute or Newt?
Mute. As Mute. In quiet.
MuteRecords.co.uk?
It's mute.com. That's
it.
Mute. MUTE.com. Yeah, because he was one of the forerunners of electronic stuff, he'd have been on the internet straight away.
Oh, he'd have been on it. Yeah.
He was probably the first bloke on it. I could have been one of the first blokes on it. I think we might have discussed that before, but I didn't think it would amount to anything. I've missed the boat so many times. This is The Normal and Warm Leather It.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette, on warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'll say you're doing a great job. I'm not absolutely sure right now. I didn't say, by the way, that it was Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 1, as a result of the Mute Records website being mute.com. Right, and that was Warm Leatherette. And the Grace Jones one is, I say, very, very different. Is on her third album, I think. I get a bit specific, don't I?
Mm.
So, Tony, I have to ask you a question now. Do you have any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Boyle.
Come on, Tony, buck your ideas up.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do like to hear from you. Comments, yes. Messages, no. Yeah, get in touch. I had many from you. I was saying that, we've got four in that last week, and that's pretty good, actually. Shut up, Tony, that's not bad. Michael Malloy's been in touch.
Hello, Michael. He's in touch as nearly as often as Sussex Saint these days.
That's what I like to hear. Hectolo.
Hectolo, Michael.
Nice song selection, 26th of March, in parentheses. Great sound. To my ears, Paul B's voice had a resonant, smoky quality, which I found satisfying. Emoji headphones, emoji monocle wearing smiley face. You did just once say, I was a tad husky, it's true.
Yes.
I don't remember you being that husky, but I don't know what I had for breakfast this morning. Okay.
I'm often husky. Oh, I'm a bit husky
there.
There
you go.
I'll have some coffee.
But thank you. Thank you, Michael. Alan Ladyhump got in touch.
Alan Ladyhump.
This is another one of the fine listener names that we're coming up with.
It is Ladyhump, Cat Milker.
Yeah.
Wambolt.
Wambolt, of course. And the, yes. The superheroes, the Avengers of the punky listenership.
That would be a really crap film. if we got oh no, it's Lady Hump. Quick, get ugly shoes.
Lady Hump and Cat Milk are rather descriptive of their superpowers. Alan Lady Hump says, thanks for the awesome podcast. Been catching myself up on your most recent casts. I'll never tire of this.
Or you might. We say that we'll never tire of it.
We'll never will.
I won't. No. You sound like you are now.
I'll never tire of anything. I'll just tire. But thank you, Mr. Lady Hump.
Senor Lady Hump.
I get confused because we had female listeners that we called Alan. So now Alan will always be a lady name.
Yeah, that is true. I miss a lot of non.
No, they're probably married with kids, growing up, retired, living in the
dead.
Golden years now. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hectolo Timo.
He says, arse, I laughed so hard I almost crashed into the car next to me. Punky should come with a health and safety warning. Milky Pants, Timo.
Well, what do you laugh about?
I shouted arse when I got the Ramones thing wrong a couple of weeks ago. I was rather perturbed at that.
You were perturbed.
That's back when I could feel emotion. I'm back to being the Dalek usual that I am. Thanks for getting in touch, Timo. Hectolo.
Hectolo.
Iron Mike's been in touch.
Iron Mike. I will iron my... I'll let you read it out first.
Heg Tolo. As usual, I'm still playing catch-up on Punky episodes. Just to respond to your comments regarding Crash Induction and the Ramonas. We've gigged a couple of times with them. They were kind enough to play our Xmas party for free. And they managed to get
you
us...
You can say Christmas, Tony.
Well, when it says Xmas, I say Xmas. When it says Christmas, I say Christmas. I read. I just read what's put in front of me. I don't think. I would say...
You're a binary guy.
Binary, it is. It's one thing or t'other. And they managed to get us a slot at the 100 Club. The singer lives in Milton Keynes, so comes to our gigs when she's not gigging herself. We'd support them more if they'd have us. They're an awesome band and lovely people. Iron Mike. Iron Mike's becoming one of my favourite listeners. He sent me a free link to the Crash Induction album as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. I have also got that link, and I will download it when I get round to it. And thank you, Iron Mike.
I have listened to Iron Mike. I don't think I got back to it. Cracking album. Really made me laugh. I can't remember what my favourite track was. I'll have another listen to it, but there was a couple ones that stood out to me. It's good.
Well, if you've got a favourite track, Tony, maybe you could pick the track for us.
There's a cross-dressing one. It's about halfway through. I can't remember what it's called. Right. But clearly that's what pitched my ears. Right, yes, I'll let you know. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, we're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And they're both from the Manchester Punk Festival, free to download or pay what you can. Number 23, Tony, which is the last one before Manchester Punk Festival, which we'll talk about in the second half of the show. But it means that you can go to... Now, what's the TNS website, Tony?
TNSrecords.co.uk.
TNSrecords.co.uk, where you'll be able to download or go to their Bandcamp page, which I think is tns.bandcamp.com, isn't it?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, anyway, you will be able to find it. If you type in Manchester Punk Festival, you'll be able to find out everything you need to. And they brought out another cracking free, or pay what you can, download out with about 20 songs on it. And we're going to play two now. We're going to play another two after the in the second half of the show as well. So stay tuned for Sonic Boom 6, which I'm very excited about. First up, Tony, mm-hmm. band called Snuff, who are London punk stroke ska punk. What is Snuff's website?
Snuffband.com.
It is.
Is it?
Tony 2, pulling the internet 1, and this is Thrasher.
Foamy.
No man, no rights, you call it war, my bitch, cause she don't want you, no. No man, no right, no man, no rights, you fuck a foolish thing to do. No man, no right,
to tell me what I should wear, what I put inside my body while pretending to care. There's no right,
no man, no right,
and we can live our life the way we like.
No man, no right, no man, no right,
to put himself in my head, judge the company I keep or what do in my bed. There's
no right,
and we can live our life the way we like.
No man, no right, no man, no right, no man, no right, no man, no right.
Get him cool.
Yeah. No man, no right, no man, no right. No man, no right, no man tonight. No man, no right, no man, no right.
You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sonic Boom 6 and another great song called No Man, No Right. Sonic Boom 6, Tony, are UK punk and I'm saying and everything legends, because they meld, they mix, they merge all sorts of genres to become the great thing they are. What is Sonic Boom 6's website?
SonicBoom6.com.
SonicBoom6.co.uk. Unlucky. Oh. Pulling in set 2, Tony 2. That is another track that is available on the free or pay what you can to download Manchester Punk Festival Volume 23, which is out now via TNS Records. And we will say a bit more about Manchester Punk Festival after the next song. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I've largely just been on my arse.
Right. Have you been on your ass?
Yeah. I was working, and then Thursday morning came down with some weird thing where I was just spent all morning shivering, even though the heating was on. And then I came home, and then I've been in bed since Thursday morning, and it's now Monday. So I'm not as bad today, but I am not quite there. Still waking up in pools of sweat in the morning. That kind of feverish, fluish horribleness. Self-employment dream of not being able to have days off, especially when I'm busy. But yeah, apart from that, I don't think so. But you clearly had a busy week. What did you get up to?
Well, I successfully flew back from Malta.
Excellent.
And which was a relief to all concerned, I think. And I had a great time there, actually, Tony. The first 5 days, the weather's really good. The last two wasn't. And the last 2 days, it was just overcast and it was warm, but it was just great. And it just, I came back from holiday feeling a bit low, Tony. I felt a bit low.
Really?
Yeah, I had a brilliant time. And then I think if it had been in a different order, I think if the weather had been not very good to start with and then good to finish, you'd come back really happy. I did, the day before it went overcast, I did go up to the roof terrace of the hotel, which I didn't realise I had. And I went and sat up there for 3 hours reading the book, came downstairs, burnt to buggery. got a pink head. I thought as well, Tony, you know what? I'm coming round to the idea. I don't think we spoke about this last time, but I'm on the verge of shaving my head.
Oh, really? No, I've not heard you say that before.
No, it's nearly time. I looked in the mirror. I thought, this quiff is getting increasingly pathetic. I think the time is going to come, Tony, when I'm going to become a skinhead.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know, it's harsh, isn't it? You don't want to... It's not something any man wants to think about.
You just want to become a hat wearer? I wear a lot of hats these days.
I'll be wearing a hat almost constantly, because I've got a pinhead. I'll look like a pea. Mm. I'll look like a hairy pea. So that was that. And then last Saturday, I did my second show of the Last Minute Comedy Club at the New Art Exchange in Nottingham, and it was really brilliant, and thanks to everyone that came down. We had a problem in the first section when the there was some quiet door alarm going off that was just really off-putting to the acts. So the second and third bits of the show we did in the bar downstairs, and it was really good fun.
We did it
without a PA and just sort of shouted, and everyone had a great time. And then about half the audience came around the line with me afterwards.
Cool.
It was, and we ended up seeing a band. We saw a band called called the Comet Rockers, who are a now where are they from? I can't remember where they're from, but they're sort of North Notts or North Derbyshire rockabilly covers band. They're really, really good. So it all worked out all right, really.
Excellent. And the the is it what Liverpool's closed? Is that still closed?
I can't. I'm afraid the Pelham is still closed, and it's doing my head in. I want my local back, Tony.
But the Mighty Lion's not much further, is it?
Well, yes, it is. The Pelham is 14 doors from my house.
Well, that's true.
The Lion, it's fine getting there. It's the walk back up the hill that's a killer.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the wobble back up the hill. And actually, my my Italian lodger, Lorenzo, is 25 today.
Okay.
And after I've made this show, we're going to be going to the Wetherspoons on Mansfield Road, the Samuel Hall, because they've got a chocolate orange stout by the Black Sheep Brewery that we're planning on scoffing. I know, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
If you were feeling better, I'd invite you down, but frankly, I don't want you to the whole occasion into a dark puddle. All right, let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
So, 1979 electronic live pioneers Naked Lunch, Tony. One of the bands featured on the 4CD, it's not a reissue, but the 4CD box set called Electric Language, featuring, I think, exclusively British original electronic bands from the late 70s and early 80s. And you can find out more about it by Cherry Red Records. And here comes one now. And Naked Lunch, I've got a feeling they might still be going, Tony, or they might have got back together anyway. So let's have a go at Naked Lunch's Bandcamp page.
Nakedlunch.bandcamp.com.
NakedLunch1.bandcamp.com, and that is the numeric one, the number one. NakedLunch1.bandcamp.com, making it Paul Viennet 3, Tony 2, and this is Rabies.
shine up here in the north, the map, the trees way down south. I'm sober at the mouth, live like a baby.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Naked Lunch and Rabies from the new Cherry Red box set called Electric Language. I can't remember which one it is now. Electric Language, I think. I should have checked, shouldn't I? It's Electronic Language, I think, or Electric Language. It's one of the two. There's only an old difference. Yeah, but anyway, that's that. Yeah, that's that. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, I don't know anymore.
Hi. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play... Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international. Clues in the name. Email me your gigs. Everything received. Thanks.
So what have you got?
So one gig this week. This Sunday. The Star and Garter in Manchester. It's the Noise for Nature gig. There are seven bands playing. It's £5 to get in. Fukawi Tribe. Make Until You Nuts. Run Off the Static. Flatback 4, Wolf Bites Boy, PCF, and a band called the Apocalypse Babies.
Oh, wow.
I hear that's their first...
Why did you choose that one?
I hear it's their first gig with their new guitarist, so really? Probably worth going to see them. They don't play very often, apparently. So,
is this the fabulous new band Tony and the Apocalypse Babies?
Yeah, I think they must have shortened it for this advert.
Right, okay, yeah.
I did start designing a t-shirt, but it's coming. So
it's
coming. If you are around in Manchester on Sunday, I'll be there. If that's not reason enough, there's some bands as well. Hopefully I'll be there if I've not died, but I'll be alright. Just got to keep whispering me for 45 minutes. I'll be fine.
I can't help thinking that means Apocalypse Babies are going to be featured 2 weeks in a row on Gig Guide.
They might be on next week, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
Don't want to put a spoiler into it, but keep Good Friday free, everyone.
Yeah. that's right.
But and that will be. I'll be Pagotra as well.
Of course it will.
Of course
Tony.
It will be. Yes.
You shameless self-publicist.
That's right. So that's all we have this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
No more show off. now, I'm not going to do this as a Paulie B picks a gig, but also, as we're going to introduce these next two songs out, and they are both on the Manchester Punk Festival free or pay what you can to download, volume number 23, out now via TNS Records. I've nearly learned how to say that. It is Manchester Punk Festival next week as well, which will clash with your gig on Good Friday, but it's on all over Easter. I think it's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday over Easter, and it features about 9 million bands, two of which we're about to play now. Stay tuned for Harajan, Tony, but first up, a band called Weirkats. Or Weirkats, I'm saying Weirkats. What is Weirkats' Bandcamp page?
Weirkats.bandcamp.com?
It is, as simple as that. And Weirkats is W-E-R-E-C-A-T-S, Weirkats.bandcamp.com. Here comes some, all the way from London, UK, some pop punk, etc. This is Weirkats and Dog.
Goblin.
We come here every Friday to relieve ourselves from work. Still from better than the night before. Let's all have big rules that we come to in this town. The best biscuit, pressure cooker. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Harry Jan, or Harry Jan, and a track called Portland Street. Now, if you go on, there's a like a Wikipedia page, or there's a Facebook page for them, Tony. So right. I tell you now, you're not going to get this.
Right.
But what is Harry Jan's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Harry Jan, who knows?
Facebook.com/pages/category/musician-band/ Harry Jan. 56367449038. Why is that, Tony?
That's their default URL, haven't they?
No, it's their default URL. But it said that they were only going till 2010, because I knew we played them before. But if they're on this compilation, they're playing Manchester Punk Festival. So whether they've got back together especially for it, or whether they just got back together again, I don't know. But anyway, that's a great song.
Okay, cool.
And that also makes it Paulie Beans Step 4, Tony 3. So it's tight, isn't it, so far?
It is.
It is indeed. Are you doing anything this week?
Nothing major. It's my dad's 75th birthday this week.
Happy birthday to your dad. Your dad's older than my dad.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
So getting better, checking out, going to see the parents, catching up at work because I've had 4 days off, Dorothy Tony. And then the gig, so just getting the gig ready. Right. I've just restrung the guitar. I'm sorting my pedals out. That's it really.
I didn't realise you were cycling there.
No, no, go on, yeah. It's a long way to Manchester.
It is.
What are you up to this week?
Well, not as much as you, Tony.
Oh.
I've had such a busy last few weeks that this week I'm doing knack all. What I've been doing is preparing for all the stuff I'll be doing from next week. So this afternoon I've been getting, right, here goes. I've done, for the next Oslo show I'm doing, I've done a meet-up page, I've done a Facebook event, I've updated the website, I've designed posters and flyers, I've done an advert, I've done all sorts. Then I've got my next Nutty Nottingham comedy tours on the 20th of April, so I've been getting stuff ready for that this afternoon. I'm now planning my next Nottingham comedy show on May the 11th, and so I'm doing all the bits and bobs for everything that I'll be telling you about from next week, this week.
Okay.
And my brain has turned to mush.
Yeah, it has.
And we haven't left Europe. We thought we might have done by now.
But I'm sure we have. We have. I think.
Well, we haven't, have we?
I thought we had.
Sure. No, nowhere near it, mate.
Looks like it.
No. It doesn't, does it?
Okay.
We're supposed to leave now on the 12th, but we're supposed to leave on the 29th of March, and that's not going to happen because it's going to be another extension. We're going to end up having to do European elections, and Theresa May is going to end up in a bucket, and we're going to end up with a flump as Prime Minister, and it's just everything's mental. Oh, I will just mention, I don't know whether you saw the thing about the woman being put in prison in Dubai for doing a Facebook post saying that her husband was an idiot for marrying a woman who looked like a horse.
Yeah.
But I did think that was a bit harsh.
It is, yeah, a little bit.
But I did also think that what with all the insults Donald Trump's been giving everyone recently, if you want to get rid of him really easily, just stick him in a frock and fly him to Dubai. Job done.
There you go, excellent.
Job done, isn't it? Yeah. All right, let's play one last track, Tony, from this new electronic language, I should know, shouldn't I? Cherry Red 4CD box set that's out right now. And the last one we're playing, so it's a cover version, Tony.
Right.
Now, this is a band called Technopop, which presumably gave us the phrase Technopop, I would think.
Okay.
There's lots of people use the word Technopop. And they were one-offs from Hull, Tony.
Oh.
This was a one-song project by a band, so no website for them, which means that there's nothing to add here. It remains 4-3, and you'll have one more go.
Hmm.
All right, on the last one to try and get a draw, which I think you might do. So we're just going to play this. This is Technopop, and this is Paint It Black.
I'm not afraid to face and quickly looked away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Technopop and a really great version of the Rolling Stones' Painted Black there. Are you, Mike, have you got a twat?
No.
Buggeration.
Hmm. I can twat this.
Well, you're going to have to do other stuff then, aren't you?
Yeah, so if you do have a twat, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. And we can't say Dirty Knees without playing the theme tune without doing the feature.
We can't, so, and we do want to say Dirty Knees with aplomb.
Yes. So, email me your twats. Thank you.
So what are you doing instead then?
So a quick reminder of Podchaser. So before, at some point in the last couple of weeks, we talked about Podchaser. Podchaser website for podcasts. Lists all the podcasts, what's available. It has charts and categories and a community. You can review things as well. Find recommendations. We have a page on there. I did mention... say a few weeks ago that we getting these trolls, kind of trollish behaviour, fake reviews. It's
stalkers.
It's fake news, is what it is.
It's fake news.
It's fake news. So there's one particular guy or gal ticking one star on all the visible shows. Quite a few have actually done reviews and done the opposite of them and to push it back up again. Especially a big shout out for everyone who's done that. Timo as well. Timo did about 20 or 30 ratings for us, all within about 2 or 3 minutes. So it does help out. It is not the most important thing, but we just like a bit of justice.
So what's happened with the Lone Star Langer then? Is he still there?
I've snitched on him 2 or 3 times, and they having problems with the terms and conditions. I think they're trying to. They said they were sorting it out, but clearly they haven't. I think they need to change the terms and conditions and then figure out how they can do it without breaking their own rules.
Well, they will, because if they don't, people will stop being listed by them.
Well, that's the thing, and I did say that to them, because there's no point, there's certainly no point it's been on there, because we've been through this with Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh, that's a long time ago, yeah.
Well, yeah, and that was rife for cheating on the first of every month. So they've got to sort that shit out, ain't it?
Well, I think we should say that Podchase has got a fortnight. At the moment, we love you, but we will terminate our connection with you if it's not sorted out in a fortnight. What about that?
Because we can turn.
We can turn.
We can.
Quite terribly.
Well, sometimes it's all lasting giggles and we're gigging this week, and then sometimes, we can burn you.
but again, if we come off there, presumably, that's what the trolls want.
You see, then who wins?
So I'll take it back. We'll stay on there forever.
Fuck them. Yeah, so thanks for everyone. If you do want to leave us a review, do so. podchaser.com/punkyradio.
It's a good site, isn't it?
It's a good site, and it's alternative to Apple, so anything that is always good. I don't know if there is any other, if you're an Android device, where you would go for those kind of things, Google Play possibly, but there needs to be a good alternative resource for it, and this could be one of them, so do check it out.
Now, did you know about every single Apple device having a text version of Star Wars?
No.
Right. My Italian lodger, Lorenzo, right, said, you must watch this. I went, what? He goes, every single Apple device has got a code. If you press type something in, it's something really simple, then it comes up. It has to be connected to the net at the time. But if you type a certain thing into any Apple device, it comes up with this completely text version of Star Wars. It's really weird. Yeah. And he went, look, it's great, isn't it? I went, no, I've seen the real one. It's not anything. He goes, no, you must like it. I went, no, I don't. It's rubbish. But anyway, every single Apple device has got one, and I don't use Apple, which is another reason not to, because it's really super geeky. But I can't remember what you have to type in. I'll find out, and I'll try and remember for next week, which means that you'll never hear of this again. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. One last track this week, Tony. We've saved the fastest till last.
Excellent.
You're going to love this. A band called Casual Nausea have got a new album out. They are Ipswich, great punk rock, and it's yet another TNS release, in fact. Absolutely brilliant. This album's great. You're going to love them. Bearing in mind it's 4-3, what is Casual Nausea's Bandcamp page?
CasualNausea.bandcamp.com.
Casual-nausea or casual-nausea.bandcamp.com. Sorry, Tony. Paul B. Instead 5, Tony 3, and this is Fuck Up. That is an absolutely terrific song. I'm sure you agree, Tony.
Yes.
casual nausea, fuck up. Maybe you could just mention some of the ways you can listen to this show.
Yeah, you can find us at Pudunk, pudunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew. This is radioandrew.se. You can find us Spotify. If you are down with the spot, do check it out. Open up Spotify, try something a bit different. Open Spotify, open the podcast section, search Punk Radio. We'll be at the top because that's how it works. Good way to listen, actually. No adverts, even though it's Spotify.
Actually the way, that's the way that I listen now.
Mm.
I listen to ours on Spotify. That's very terrible, isn't it?
Very quick and easy. And not, it is. A lot of people have it.
I've worked out how to sync my phone to this little Bluetooth speaker that I got. It's changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. All right. And you can do it on Alexa if you have skill, and you can do tune in, and you can basically type in Punky Radio to anything you find us.
Yeah, we've been there a while. We're well integrated in that open net.
We are well integrated, Tony.
Toast.
That's about the size of it. I'd love to say I might see one or two of you somewhere other this weekend, but I've got no plans. If I do, it's a complete accident. Mm. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can't.